Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Very well.
You've got a great track that we're playing right at the moment here on Radio Yorkshire, which is Keep On Trying. I have to take you to task on it, though.
Okay.
I was at parent-teacher evening last night, and I've been obviously playing this song for a little while in the car.
I know where this is going.
And my four-year-old, apparently, in the middle of class yesterday, shouted out, "Sexfreunde!"
Yeah, yeah.
And I think people in the class, including her teacher, Mrs. Radford...
Who's very good at German.
Yeah, she's pretty good at German, but I'm not sure she knew what it meant. And I think that the teacher was a little bit miffed as well. So thanks very much for that.
I've had a similar experience in terms of my brother-in-law's got two twins, little girls, and... they've been doing a similar thing, unfortunately. It's good, though. I mean, it's multilingual, isn't it? So
Exactly.
I didn't realise it was going to be so catchy with the sort of preschoolers, is all.
Do you know what? It's an earworm, isn't it? It is absolutely an earworm, that sexfreunde bit, because you just can't get it out of your head after a while, I think.
Yeah, there's been an element of sort of Marmite to that one.
I don't like Marmite, but I like the Keep On Trying. So
that's good.
Good news, isn't it? It's been a while since we've seen you guys around. What have you been up to?
All sorts. We released our first album. We've been doing a few film soundtracks. We haven't had any rest, really, have we?
Been very busy. For a 4-year break, it's been quite busy. My big regret is I didn't get in a long holiday.
You didn't get a long holiday.
No, but we did get lots of musical things out of the way that we wanted to do, so that was all right.
So everybody's been waiting for this this album, Let the Dancers Inherit the Party, and it's released today. It's out and about now. This is the second single. First single we had was Bad Bohemian. And I've noticed a number of dates sort of being lined up for you guys. You're coming to Leeds on the 6th of April, so you're not far away, next week. And you're going to be playing at the church.
It's sold out, so it doesn't matter. You can say any date.
Go to Manchester instead. It's not that far.
Is that not? No, it's not. It's only half an hour down the road. You're on at the Ritz at Manchester on the 11th. Couple of tickets still available, maybe.
Yeah.
But also, I noticed Glastonbury Festival, ready and raring for June.
Yeah, we just got that confirmed this week, actually. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. It's been a while since you've been to Glastonbury as a punter or as a performer?
Yeah, we haven't been for...
Several years,
yeah. But yeah, it's always great. We always make sure we stay the whole weekend and... hopefully, this time our van won't get stuck in the mud. That was like a two-day event, that.
Oh, really? Just to get the van out?
Yeah.
I'm not going this year, so I'm really gutted that I'm not going to be able to see you guys there, because the lineup looks pretty spectacular this year.
There's some good stuff going on, isn't there? Arcade Fire are playing, aren't they?
And Shaggy,
actually. We're big fans of Shaggy.
Really?
Yeah, his early work in particular.
I have to ask you, though, when you're playing Glastonbury, do you have to then play this? Do you have to play your version of I Am A Cider Drinker?
We should do, shouldn't we?
You know what? We never have, but that is a great idea.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah, thanks.
It's quite a slow one, isn't it? It took me a moment to recognise that one.
Epic.
It is quite a slow one.
What a band, though, the Wurzels.
Are there any other covers? Because that is a random cover for a great band like Bruce Sheep.
Well, it was a joint thing where they covered us and we covered them. And we did a gig together. And then we had a tug of war. So it was quite, it was quite a well-informed experience. Mm.
That is just the randomest thing I've ever heard. You've had a tug of war with the Wurzels.
Yeah. I don't know who won, but they were actually drinking.
I think they won,
They won whilst drinking booze.
I would imagine this year now is just going to be loaded with just dates and festivals. Are there any, apart from Glastonbury and coming to Leeds, are there any you're particularly looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a nice trip round Europe, actually, in May. A lot of the capitals and things like that. I guess I'm making up for the lack of holiday I had in the recent years, and I'm going to make the most of that one.
How do you think it's... do you think it's going to be different, travelling Europe? Now, Article 50 has been triggered. They've put a letter in the post.
Got a couple of years at least, haven't we, to make the most of it?
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully with a name like British Sea Power that they don't think we hate them, and, you know, we just got to go, we didn't do it, it wasn't us.
We didn't vote for that. The new album is out, right? It's out today. Let the Dancers Inherit the Party. The single is Keep On Trying, Sex Grinder, which all four-year-olds will be singing. Scott Martin, we'll play it right now. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.